Now, it's the new thing, or fairly new at any rate, Wi-Fi, wireless communication networks, giving people instant internet access without the need to plug into a telephone line. Wi-Fi networks are sprouting up in cities around the world. Here in Britain, for instance, it's predicted that London is set to become Europe's Wi-Fi hotspot. Networks are even being installed in schools. But hang on, already there are siren voices warning about the possible long-term health risks of having yet more radiation in the environment.
Professor Ola Johansson from Sweden's prestigious Karolinska Institute says he's deeply concerned. Do we not know enough already to say stop, he asks. The provincial government of Salzburg in Austria has advised schools not to install Wi-Fi. It's said to be considering an outright ban. Well, someone who would welcome such a ban is David Dean. He's a councillor here in London who suffers serious health problems, which he puts down to Wi-Fi. He came into the studio wearing a special hat he says protects his head from Wi-Fi waves, and which also makes him look pretty silly.
You're right, it's a silly hat. It's a wire mesh. The electromagnetic microwaves in cities because of Wi-Fi are radioactive and they affect me by wearing this mesh hat. And also having a small box which scrambles the Wi-Fi waves helps me survive.
You have to wear it more or less 24 hours a day.
If I don't wear it in bed, I wake up with a migraine, essentially.
Really, the basic thing is you've got a condition that was your skull, for want of a better word, your skull hasn't developed as an adult skull would normally do. So you've got effectively the skull thickness, I suppose, of a child's skull. Is that right?
Absolutely right. And that's the big concern here, because children are not meant to use mobile phones. The trouble with Wi-Fi and WiMAX and other microwaves is it's essentially the same as children having a mobile phone strapped to their head 24 hours a day.
Are we getting to a point where it's almost impossible, it will be impossible soon, to avoid this kind of hazard, a hazard for you at least?
Correct. In 97, when I found out the problem, I stopped using a mobile phone. When Wi-Fi turned up, I just avoided Wi-Fi, so I couldn't go into Starbucks. I had to leave my job as a managing director of a particular organisation. But now every company and every house has a wireless router. And that means I can only work in places with old wires, and I can't meet people. I can't actually live in the back end of my house because one of my neighbours has Wi-Fi. It's incredibly depressing.
How seriously are your complaints being taken? How many people disregard you as a man in a funny hat who has got a bit of a problem?
I would say most people disregard it. I've spoken to the mayor of London's team. I've written to him. He responded by saying he's looking forward to the time where the whole of London is wireless up. They have an electric cloud, they call it.
Why? Why would anyone look forward to that particularly? I can understand that people want convenience, but why would anyone want electric cloud?
Well, he's saying it's exactly that. It's convenience. It helps the economy. But certainly within Britain, 1% of people suffer from this sensitivity. That's 500,000 people. Who will struggle and will be banished.
And what about health experts? What are they saying?
It depends who you talk to. Research has been going on for about 50 years, since the end of the Second World War, and there's a huge number of experts now saying this is a massive problem. These are biophysicists. However, most people involved in the problem in this country are engineers and ordinary medical doctors who have no idea what's going on.
That was David Dean. Well, the jury's obviously still out on wireless communication networks. We approached Britain's Health Protection Agency. They told us Wi-Fi devices are very low power, much lower than mobile phones. The HPA says it wants more research into these new technologies, but the only firm precautionary advice it gives is about children's use of mobile phones.
If you think you suffer from Wi-Fi health-related problems, then drop us a line. Email worldtoday@bbc.co.uk, or you can text us from a mobile phone, country code 44, then 7786 2068. Of course, they said the same sorts of things about mobile phones, didn't they?